I'm Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief Lisa Hale, and it's Wednesday, so that means Karen Schneider, the publisher of the Oshkosh Herald, is joining us today. Hi!
Hello, Lisa.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
So, Karen, tell me what's in the Oshkosh Herald this week.
Well, you know, for today's issue, we have a front page story by Jonathan Ritchie talking about that the sheriff's office is seeing an increase in inmates at the county jail, and it is leading the department to request that they open an additional pod that has not needed to be used since 2021.
Oh, wow. So this is a pod they already have in the jail.
Yes.
It just hasn't been used.
It hasn't been used because they saw a decrease in inmate population for a while. And the county jail is comprised of six pods that can house between 34 and 68 inmates. So, you know, I think that's important to know as well, right? So what is what's the bandwidth we're talking about? One of those pods is used for the STAR program, for the recovery program. So then you have five pods that you can use. And they're seeing an increase. So, you know, the jail is averaging 236 inmates from the start of the year and now has like 275. And Sheriff Motz has said that number has reached over 300. So they're taking a look and looking at that. And of course, it's budget time too, right?
Right.
So, which normally takes place in July, but they're looking and asking that this pod become open in January. And they're going to need to hire deputies for that because, of course, they reduced the number that they had when they had less pods open.
Right.
So now they need to bring those back. And the C-pod would open on July 1st, 2026, and the cost of six deputies would be just over $417,000. The cost of keeping the C-pod open, this additional one for 2027, is going to be $750,000 for those six deputies. So again, if it's not opened, then they have to transfer some of the inmates. And as it was shared with me, it's like the A-plus inmates, right? They can't have any trouble. They can't have any mental health issues and so forth. And it costs the county $60 a day to have someone else house that inmate. The numbers that fit that description that you can take somewhere else is kind of small, but then you also have to have transportation in there. So then you have two deputies transporting an inmate to a different place and however long that takes. So this is one of the changes that is being discussed right now. And of course will impact the budget. So,
and that's the Winnebago County budget, right?
Correct. That's the Winnebago County budget,
which Gordon Hintz has been working on and has been promoting for the past couple of weeks.
Yes, he has. And I give him props for that. He's definitely been out in front of it. He released the budget mid-September instead of mid-October. So you can take a look at it. It's on their website and take a look and see what's going on.
Then there's something a little bit, I don't want to say artsy, but I guess we could say artsy in the Oshkosh Herald this week.
It is. And there's a couple things, actually. So if you drive down High Street past the university, you're going to see a mural, a wrap that is out on the front side of Kalf Sports Center. And this is by Josh Marquardt, a co-owner of Art City Wraps in Oshkosh, who's actually an alum of UWO, which is kind of cool. But it's a 6,400 square foot Kalf Sports Center wrap, and it took 40 hours to print. It's very cool. It's Titans. It's UWO. I highly recommend take a drive down there and see how just this artwork kind of illuminates the area. But then if you bike the trail, the river side trail on the other side of Cummins, which is also through the university area.
That huge mural.
Yes. That is going to be the largest in the state when it is finished. And it's being installed on the back wall of the plant on High Avenue. And I mean, it's incredibly bright. The colors are vivid and it's going to be Oshkosh. You know, you're going to have airplanes. There's Oshkosh Corp in there. I believe that there's supposed to be something about Oshkosh B'gosh, but don't quote me on that. I could have swore I read that. But muralist Mauricio Ramirez is the person who's been selected to do this piece. And what's really cool, people, is this is a public-private partnership.
Right.
So it's with Discover Oshkosh, the JEK Foundation, and Cummins. So they've all pitched in to make this artwork visible and add to the scenery of the Riverwalk. And this Mauricio is also, if you've been down to Milwaukee and seen the Giannis mural, he is the artist on that as well. So it's quite exciting to have him, you know, here in Oshkosh doing this. He'll be here. He's scheduled to be here through the end of the month. So if you take your bike or take a walk back there, you'll most likely see him working on it for the next few weeks. But the weather's nice, so get out there and look soon, because, you know, if he gets done early, then he'll be gone and you'll be able to see the finished product,
but not the method and the way it happened.
Correct. You know, which, I mean, it's a big building and it's very long, and it's bright, and there's a rendition. We have a photo in the Herald that has the colors, but it's still whited out, like where the airplane's going to go and so forth like that. This is going to be amazing to walk along the Riverwalk and see this, or bike through or boat through, right? So right now when you boat through there, you see this
building.
Industrial wall.
Right.
And now you're going to see this huge piece of art. And I asked Amy Albright from Discover Oshkosh, I'm like, you know, we have this, we have the one, you know, the ones downtown. I'm like, are we going to be over muraled, so to speak? And she said, no, we are so far behind other communities as far as public art. And they're really hoping to find more of those public private partnerships to expand the public art, whether it's murals or something else throughout the city of Oshkosh. So you can pick up the Herald at Quick Trips and BP's around the area, as well as Festival Foods and Piggly Wiggly on Murdoch.
And online?
OshkoshHerald.com.
Karen, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Lisa.